I'm not sure if I see the differences in the farming now and farming then. Patronage still exists, and that becomes a limitation. There is still multiple farm ownership of land. This has still been a contentious issue. I am not sure that farming now and farmers now, there's key institutional structures. If we're looking at the markets, I believe that there would have been better markets in 1980 to 1999, and with the hyperinflationary environment, I could not quite understand how your optimism came from that. I felt that there's a poor commodity market. But back to me being a geographer, I'm really concerned about space, how space is organized, time, scale, and everyday practices. And part of my, I kind of call my philosophy or my vision is to kind of see a change in the face of Africa, to see a better stewardship of the environment. So I'm not as optimistic about farming now in terms of how the new resettled farmers are utilizing their environment, given the hyperinflationary environment that we went through for a decade, and Zimbabwe is still establishing itself. What I have observed with my own empirical work is that there is a lot, what I would consider what would lead to long-term degradation of the environment, which brings in what Lionel Cliff said, is that, is progress reversible? And if there is a long-term change in the way people are using the environment or perhaps exploiting their natural resources, then there is a problem. Going back to my study in Kaduma District, there is a lot of gold panning, sand mining on the farms, mostly controlled by suitcase farmers as well as A1 and A2 farmers. So that for me becomes a problem, and it's something that needs to be addressed if we are to progress and if we want optimism in farming now.